All summer long, we've been asking people who work in film to talk about the movie that changed their life, including this one from the actor best known for his role as Christopher Turk on the TV show Scrubs.
Hey, I'm Donald Faison. I'm an actor, and the movie I've seen a million times, but that's not possible. My favorite movie of all times is The Empire Strikes Back, directed by Irvin Kershner. Executive produced by the great George Lucas. It stars Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Billy Dee Williams, James Earl Jones.
Set your course for the Hoth system. General Veers, prepare your men.
I saw The Empire Strikes Back the week that it came out. My father was a huge Star Wars fan. And so when it came out, my dad took me. We watched it one time, and he was like, you want to see it again? And I was like, yeah. And he said, all right, act like we lost something. And so we started looking around our seats like we lost something. The usher left, and then they started letting in people again, and we sat right back down in our seats and watched The Empire Strikes Back for the second time that day.
Concentrate. Feel the force.
We spent a lot of money at the movie theaters. I want to say I saw it in the movie theaters 30 times. The Empire Strikes Back takes place a few years after Star Wars. When it opens up, the Rebel Alliance, which Luke, Han Solo, and Leia are kind of the leaders of, they're running the show, and they're hiding out on this ice planet, hoping that the Empire can't find them. And the Empire does find them. Kicks their butt to the point where Han Solo is almost dead. Luke Skywalker loses an arm.
There is no escape.
And Princess Leia realizes that she is in love with a scoundrel.
Come on, admit it. Sometimes you think I'm all right.
Occasionally, maybe. When you aren't acting like a scoundrel.
Scoundrel?
You know, I mean, after seeing this movie so many times, there are a few scenes that stick out.
I like the sound of that.
Han Solo and Princess Leia in the corridor right after Han Solo is told the general that he has to leave the Rebel Alliance because of the bounty hunter they ran into at Ord Mandel.
General, I gotta leave. I can't stay anymore.
Princess Leia, she overhears this, and you know, Han can tell that she's sad. She knows she's sad, but she's got pride issues. She doesn't want to tell him that she's really going to miss him and was hoping that they could develop some type of relationship.
Han!
Yes, Your Highness.
I thought you had decided to stay.
Well, the bounty hunter we ran into when Lord Mandel changed my mind.
Han, we need you.
And he's like, we need?
We need?
Yes.
Well, what about you need?
Well, what about you need?
I need.
She's like, I need.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then she realizes she gave it up. She gave out the information he was looking for.
Come on. You want me to stay because of the way you feel about me?
Yes. You're a great help to us. You're a natural leader.
No. That's not it.
And he's like, come on. She goes, you're imagining things. He goes, am I? Then why are you following me?
Fredo's going to leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
I can arrange that.
Then he yells, you could use a good kiss. You know, as a kid, I thought that was so pimp of Han Solo to read the situation. And I was like, if I could read women like Han Solo reads women, I'll be all right. I failed miserably, by the way.
That's actor Donald Faison talking about the movie he could watch a million times, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Faison currently stars in the TV show The X's.